Like many Johannesburg residents, Simpiwe Kahla came from somewhere else. The 24-year-old student hails from a town in the rural Eastern Cape province, but says Africa's economic hub is now his home.
Some of my friends that you hear, you actually stay on your toes. It keeps you on your toes. It's all about hustling. It's all about business. I think I would really get bored if I would have to return to the Eastern Cape.
Kahla is one of millions of people who have in recent years swarmed to Africa's megacities, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Cairo, Egypt, Lagos, Nigeria, and Johannesburg, South Africa. Together, these very different cities contain a staggering 20 million people. Mayors from more than 40 megacities met in Johannesburg to discuss the many challenges faced by megacities. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg lauded the urbanization of Africa.
In 2011, there were 52 African cities with a population higher than a million people. By 2016, in only 2 years, there will be around 65. And that's a good thing.
African megacities face extra challenges, says Johannesburg's executive mayor, Mpo Parks Tau.
The difference, of course, is that megacities in the developing world have to deal with the reality of informalization of settlement patterns, because as people come into the city, there isn't always adequate accommodation to have those people come into the cities, and a lot of them find themselves in inadequate accommodation in slum environments.
Hannah Edinger, a director with the research group Frontier Advisory, says one of the things that makes African megacities unique is that there just aren't enough of them.
I think what's interesting about African cities, unlike European cities, for example, is there's only a few cities, and these cities are expanding quite rapidly.
Many new Johannesburg residents say they come here, not for the culture, the diversity, or the restaurants, but for the money.
We're faced with the reality that our skills, they're only needed in the mega cities, in the metropolitan cities. So, you know, I studied accounting, and there are no jobs for accountants back home.
Lawyer Chris Baird is one of the large number of young professionals who have flocked to Johannesburg.
All my friends are here. It's a great place in terms of being a young professional, it's where the great work is. It's the economic hub of the country. And really, you know, it's not nearly as pretty as Cape Town, but it's where you need to be if you want to go climb up the ranks.
It may be a concrete jungle, but for more and more Africans, it's home. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.